Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, welcome back from a long summer of soft water fishing, but we're here to talk about hard water fishing. So tonight in the studio, we've got Anthony along for the ride. Chad made the pilgrimage way down from his new campground up there, US 10. And we're going to give you a little bit of advice and some tips about getting your equipment ready. We're hitting into that doldrums where deer season, the freshness is kind of worn off. The river has its days, but you know, occasionally there's those rainy days when you're looking for something else to do. And so Chad called me up the other day and he says, hey, we ought to talk about getting your stuff ready. So what's the first thing that you worry about, Chad?
Well, since I moved, I got to find everything. That's an issue. If you've moved this year, you might want to start looking for stuff.
Yeah, you got to get your stuff in order and
but
pull
other than
it all
that,
out.
Check your batteries. Batteries die when you haven't charged them all summer.
Yeah.
How are your batteries?
I don't know. It's at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one's there. One's somewhere else.
Look, there's one of mine right there on the table.
Yeah, I don't know where all my stuff is.
But I use that midsummer for a beer festival for a power or something else, so I know it's good. But, yeah, check in your batteries. You know, if you got a spare battery, maybe you forgot to charge that all summer.
Well, your auger batteries, you know, like your... if you're running an Ion, but more like your DeWalt, your Milwaukee's, check those batteries out. Might be easier to, you know, Black Friday's coming up. I know Anthony is a Black Friday guy, so or Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, I think.
Yeah, good time Cyber Monday.
Good time to get cheap batteries.
Anthony's got a phone the size of a laptop, so he just shops off of that.
I get good deals. My ice fishing stuff comes at a good price.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I've went through and I was able to use my Milwaukee all summer for pulling pork, so
yeah.
That was handy to keep the batteries all tuned up with that. But keeping your batteries fresh, that's a good thing. Another thing in prep for season is blades on the augers. It's a good time to get a set of blades on order if you're going to order them off of the internet.
Easier to find right now, especially if you're running a Nils.
Yeah, everybody should be getting their stock in right now. The online guys probably already have it. So it is a good time to start some shopping online. Whether, you know, whatever your favorite online retailer is, but check out the stuff that they have and make sure you've got the equipment for it. Now, one that I like to always bring up is to rattle out your suit. You know, like Chad's probably crammed all of his suits in a box and there's probably mice living in them and everything else. So, you know, get them out, shake them out, get the critters out of them.
Just going to give it to somebody. So I think I got a guy picked out. He's wearing this ugly, ugly Packer suit. Me and Anthony were talking about it on the water today.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean.
Spot this guy anywhere.
We're thinking we're giving him a new suit because he's got this green with a little bit of yellow, a little bit of duct tape.
There's a lot
well,
of
he's got a lot of duct
and
tape
a lot
on
of
it.
Duct tape.
Yeah, yeah, it's in bad shape, and it's a Packers.
And he's not small, so it
no.
should work out.
Yeah, it should be okay. He needs it.
Yeah. But, you know, even your shanty, you know, where's your bay runner?
I don't have a bay runner.
You don't
Steph
have the
does.
Bay. Steph has the bay runner. But, you know, all summer long, it's probably been fine. But fall comes, and I know here at the brewery, hey, the critters start moving inside, and we've got to get a little more adamant about critter patrol on them. So if you didn't put that thing away and listen to our advice in the spring and put some dryer sheets or mothballs or something in it, you could have a little critter infestation. You need to clear that up before you jump out on the ice. And like our good friend Al did one year, could see through most of his tent.
Yeah, good old Al.
Yeah, he had some very special visitors in there.
I have my tent, actually, my one man. It's all flipped up in my backyard right now, airing out. So,
get the stink out, get it ready to go so you can tolerate sitting in it? Or were you going to take it deer hunting?
I just drag my crap around in it. I very rarely sit in it.
Okay.
It's a good storage spot.
It is a good storage spot. You know, tow it out on the quad and pop it up. I know that I popped the tents up that I have in midsummer and used those for a little event, so I know those don't have critters in them yet.
Yeah, I don't set my shanty very often either, but I should probably find it. It's a sight fishing thing. That's it.
Well, it was negative 51 in
North Dakota. Might get used this year.
Yeah.
It's pretty chilly.
Well, what other kinds of things? You know, we talked about some shopping. We talked about auger and stuff like that.
Well, even your gas augers, you might want to start them up and get them into the mechanic if they need to be fixed. You know, that's always a fun issue to have. Go out on the ice for your first day and Dave Young it. You know, the wind got me.
Pull the cord off, you know.
Yeah, there's different issues with that. But
maybe,
you know,
maybe start putting some new line on reels, get that ready.
Yep. Hey, another thing I've noticed that with all my small engines, I like using that seafoam now. That stuff seems to be really good at keeping the varnish from out of your carburetor and fouling up plugs and things like that. So that might be a good thing, is get some fresh gas, put some seafoam through that thing. Stand in the backyard, run that auger for a few minutes, you know.
Might be some good deals on Craigslist right now. People needing some money.
Yeah, last couple of years I've been on the ice a couple days before Thanksgiving, so I'm definitely hoping for that again.
That's because you're the smallest in my ice guy.
I was out there with him, I think, one of the
days. Yeah, Chad made it out there.
Well, you guys call me. I'll go this year.
We were killing those stud crappies.
Oh, they were stud 5-inchers.
Oh, maybe 8. Yeah, they were eaters.
Yeah, they were cookie cutter 8s. Yeah, it was fun.
Palm rod practice.
It was fun.
Oh, it was. Yeah. We did.
I got some YouTube video action on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, another thing that you guys should consider is your bait pucks.
Yep.
Go clean them out, man. Yeah, you probably left bait in.
I've opened them before with flies.
I got 3 still in the refrigerator from last winter. So
yeah.
The wife's been pretty kind about it. But
take it outside before you open it. Stuff might fly out.
I got a feeling that that's the way it's going to go.
If it doesn't fly out, it may smell like it did.
Yeah, chicken food.
Yeah, the chickens take care of it.
Yeah, chickens.
There you go. So, you know, just getting prepped for the season. Get your stuff out. Get it in order. As Chad said, you know, find the stuff.
Yep.
And lay it out on one of these rainy days. It makes a good fishing day in the garage to go through and prep some stuff. Putting new line on the rods.
It's always fun to see what you got to get still, or what you got.
Yeah. Take your notepad along so that you can build your shopping list. Figure out what do you need to be sitting there in a boring meeting shopping for on the internet. You guys don't have to go to boring meetings, do you?
No.
Well, yeah, we're in them all day.
That's all we do is go to meetings.
Yeah, right. All up and down the river. Well, anything else you can think of, Chad, that we got to tell them to get ready for the season?
I just start going through your stuff, see what you got to get, see what's broke, what made it.
Yep. Lay it all out.
What you lost.
See how many transducers you banged up.
Yeah. It's a good time to order that stuff, you know, way before season.
Yeah, get your stuff ordered because, you know, when it comes peak season.
It sucks to try to get during ice season. Then you're down for a couple weeks, too.
You know, Cabela's is going to be out of everything the first week they put it out, and they'll never be in stock again. So,
well, you know, you got to do a little planning, Anthony.
Well,
there's a lot of Nils fans around here, so if you have a Nils, you might want to send that head out to get sharpened.
Buy two or buy a new one now. No, buy two when you see them.
Yeah. You bought the only two in the state.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what we've all three been doing all summer, what we've been fishing for, and where we've been fishing. CMI Ice Guys. Podcasting Hired Water Fishing with, we're waiting for the ice, all praying for ice every day we can. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Jazz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey guys, we're back from the break, and we thought we'd just spend a few minutes talking about what we've been doing since the ice went out. Anthony, I know that you've been getting heavier into the charters this year. How was it switching over from hard water to soft water?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad transition. It was fairly easy. I mean, when the ice went, it was it, and it was done. So I had to find something else to fish for.
And I saw you posting a lot of pictures on Facebook, getting your smiling face out there when you had your Costas on.
A lot of good Costa pictures. I was hoping you'd see those and pick up on that.
We got to get a few more of those uploaded for our sponsor.
I tell you what, though, I do love those Costas. I mean, I've had a lot of different cheap pairs of sunglasses, but that definitely has made it.
Yeah, you wouldn't imagine the price difference just to help out that much. I mean, they're worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. The amount that I can see is just incredible.
I was able to use them a couple of times for various things this summer, and it was unbelievable.
It's not just for fishing, you know. It's to save your boat from hitting big rocks that you don't see, or, you know, submerged stumps or anything else that maybe
Mr. Pinball knows maybe all about that stuff.
Maybe hey, one you of the might bump over.
One of the craziest things is I was up in the UP this into the summer, and we were out picking agates. Man, agates and amethysts, they just pop out when you got those polarized glasses on. Hmm. And looking down through the water, you know, because they're easier to spot when they're wet, man, everybody else that's with me, they're like, how are you finding all these things? And I said, well, they're just laying right there. You can see them. They're like, how do you see them? And I loaned them my glasses, and they're like, wow, where do you get these? I says, call Cabela's, order a setup, get on Coasted's website and order a setup, whatever.
I can think of probably 10 times where I've taken my glasses off and handed them to clients, and they've been like, wow.
I hate that. They don't want to give them back.
Yeah, they're like, wow.
You need about three extra pair just to sell on there. You could probably get $500 a pair.
That would be nice. Days. Cough, cough.
Yeah, no doubt. But anyway, so working mostly the Muskegon this summer? And
Well, the Muskegon during the summer for trout and smallmouth, yeah. Yep. Going to the Manistee and the Pier Marquette for the salmon and the steel hunt. But
steal it?
Or no, no. I don't know.
You can find the season's not over yet.
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting them.
Yeah,
I've seen him get them.
Yeah, we've hooked a few and landed two.
Yeah. Fall steelhead are the magical fish. Nothing pulls that hard.
No, that's a fun ride. Those are. That's cool. For sure.
There's a lot of salmon in the river still.
Yeah.
We're still doing a few charters for that, but we're starting to switch over for steel. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Change of pace will be nice.
Good now, you guys fish. Did find a little time to get a little tournament fishing in the summer, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a lot of tournaments. It was
maybe two a week, maybe three.
Yeah, this was my very first year doing bass tournaments, so that was my entry into the world of bass.
We didn't do too bad.
No, we did all right. We did a bass club up north of Big Rapids, Castaway Bass Club.
Yep. We did Paul Gillis, Tails and Scales.
Yep, some panfish tournaments, open water. That was pretty fun. I think in the bass tournament scene, all together, I think we won six tournaments this over the summer. Six or seven, I don't remember.
Seven.
Yeah.
Couple seconds, couple thirds.
Yeah, not a bad entrance into the bass world, so had some fun. And
we did a lot of go for it or bust, and we busted a fair amount.
Yeah, if we didn't win, we did bad.
Yeah. If we weren't right there, those seconds and thirds were at the end of the year.
Yep.
At the beginning, it was either first or dang near last.
But it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a learning experience. So,
but we're good with going for the win, you know.
Yep.
That's tournament fishing.
Go for the win, or why are you even there?
Yeah. Now, do you get big wood when you go to those, just like ice fishing?
No.
Chintzy little plastic trophy?
Nope. This December, we get to chase the biggest wood of all.
Oh, yeah.
Championship wood.
Championship wood's coming.
Yeah, you know, somebody's got a piece of it, but...
Yeah, the second place wood isn't as good as first.
Yeah. We're going to be pushing hard for it this year.
Now, I got to go out a couple of times. Well, one day you were supposed to come down and meet me, but got sidetracked.
Yeah.
And Al and I actually, we just stood on the bank there and shot the shit, and I had to reteach him how to fish again.
Okay.
It seems like every year.
It's a spinning reel. You got to open the bail. Well, what's the bail? Never mind.
I'm going to put him on an old Zebco 404 or something, you know.
Can't go wrong with it.
I don't know. I don't know if he knows how to work his thumb all the time.
Yeah, he might not. Good old Al.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah, he's still playground supervisor over there in Ionia. Yeah. But
playground supervisor. That's one way of putting it.
Well, that's what he put his Facebook new career as, is playground supervisor. But, yeah, we went out and we caught a fair number of crappie and a lot of little bluegill, and then we moved down to another spot and picked off some decent bluegill. And I got out three or four more times with some buddies, and over on the far end of down around past Roses there on Reed's Lake, they built a new fishing dock, and you can actually get into some decent crappie off that if it's not overrun with kids.
Did they on the back side of the Roses there? There's a fishing dock now?
Oh, just around the end there in the kind of marsh end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they built a nice new one down there. So I was able to get out on that, and then when I went to the UP, I was fishing all over the Keweenaw Peninsula. It was pretty fun. Actually, one day we were doing a beer fest at Houghton, right down by the Super 8, and we're right down on the Portage Ship Canal. So I got all my stuff set up for that, and I went back to the truck, and I grabbed a spinning reel and walked out on one of the docks. Now, I'm out there in my scrubs. I've got logoed scrubs, so I'm Dr. Beer. And I'm standing out there fishing. I made it in the paper with my picture, fishing in scrubs.
There you go.
And right now, a lot of people overlook this because of deer season, fall salmon, and steelhead. This is one of the best times to be out bluegill, crappie fishing, pan fishing. These fish are putting on the feed bag for winter. And it is a great time to go find some hidden winter spots. It's easier to cover water in the summer or in the open water. You can go find those green weed beds, go find where they're active at right now. They're going to be in that area when the ice hits, too.
The big fish are biting right now. I mean, yep. What'd they get, just a 9-pound smallie or something like that?
A new state record.
Yeah, 106 years that record stood.
Yep, it's 933.
I mean, the fall time's when they put the feed bag on. So.
Yeah, that fish was 24¾ inches. Mm. The old state record was 27¼. So, I mean, you can tell that was probably a summertime or late spring state record. And this was a fall feeding heavily, getting ready for winter fish.
A lot shorter, but a lot stockier.
Yep.
Well, I remember Steph and I went out last year right around Halloween and took his boat around Reed's Lake doing a little mapping so that we were able to get on to some of those spots over the winter and find some different springs and things that we didn't know about before.
It's a great time to speed up your ice fishing, put you on fish faster, you know. Especially new lakes. You got anything? Everybody's got those lakes. They hear stories about big fish. It's a good time to go scout those lakes with big fish. See where they're hiding.
Get in your boat and go check them out.
Yep.
Use that GPS on your phone.
Yep. A couple hours in the boat, you know, a couple days on the ice.
Navionics, mark it up, come back out there during ice season.
Yep. Walk right to them, drill one hole, sit down, get a limit.
Fill them buckets.
Yep.
That's the way to fish. So you guys do anything else real exciting over the summer? Any state records into your boats during the charters?
I've had some special people.
I've gotten some pretty decent salmon. We've gotten two over 20 pounds. I think we got a 22 and a 23.5 or something.
I've got a couple right around 20. But
he's got some really nice browns.
I've caught two really nice browns, probably a 10 or 11-pound lake run, and then a 6 or 7-pound sturgeon river run out of the Manistee. New strain that they're putting in. It's really nice, darker fish, but real nice fish.
Well, cool.
Yep. We're catching a few, you know, a few steelies here and there, but, you know, double-digit salmon days are the normal.
Yeah. Well, also, while I was up in the UP, you know, I was out selling beer. And as you're driving around the Keweenaw Peninsula, there's a lot of lakes. Well, I found one of the really good tricks because, you know, I obviously didn't have a boat. But if there's a cottage for sale that has a dock,
nobody's there.
Nobody's there. And nobody says a word about the neighbors even wave at you when you just walk out and catch a couple of fish just for the entertainment of it. So it was a good beer selling experience cruising around the UP for 2.5 weeks.
You got to sample what's in the lake here and there.
Yeah. I just moved to a new area, so I need to get up there and do some open water scouting before ice season.
He lives by two lakes that look pretty promising.
Yep. Hamlin Lake's like 15 minutes away. So.
Well, I did fish on Hatchet.
I do know Hamlin. I know Hamlin a little bit, so that those fish might be in trouble.
Hackett, I think you're pretty close to Hackett. I fished there middle of August.
Okay.
Got into some good-sized gills on the north side.
Sweet.
There's a point and a drop-off there.
I know there's some lakes around me that are supposed to have some stud bluegills, so I'm going to go find out. Go get some first-hand knowledge on these stories I hear.
Well, that'll be awesome.
We'll see if we get any phone calls.
Well, we may just have to go.
My phone doesn't work. You know how I am.
Not while you're on big bluegills. I know. My phone's the same problem.
Yeah, it's but weird. we got like a week and a half that we can do any fun fishing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of tournaments this year.
We leave New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back at the end of the month, be home for a tournament, go to Ukraine, be home for 2 days, head to Minnesota.
Yeah, my wife's not listening, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, I did get to fish in Minnesota this year.
Sweet.
After my UP trip, I drove over to Minnesota to take a brewery engineering course.
Were they just jumping in the boat like usual?
Just like usual, yeah.
I think those fish, they're so easy to catch.
It's crazy.
Minnesota people, I don't know. Your fish are easy.
Well, I tried to get a hold of Sean, and of course his phone didn't work either. So I ended up fishing with another buddy, and we got a nice bucket full.
Sean chases his little trout in the summer. He's got a little trout pond by his house he goes to a lot.
Yep. Well, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more. We've been teasing you a little bit, talking about tournaments and upcoming things to look forward to the winter. but we also have some ice shows to talk about. So we're the MI Ice Guys, drinking beer, talking about ice fishing, getting ready for the season. We'll be right back. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey guys, welcome back. It's the All Prep Show. We recorded every October, and today Anthony and Chad and I were whipping this in before we go grab a bite to eat, drinking a few beers, and talking about things that are upcoming. So we thought we'd bring you up to speed on kind of calendar issues, things you ought to mark down. Now, probably one of the very first things that you need to mark down is there's a couple of good ice nights coming up here in West Michigan. If you're in the West Michigan area, on Thursday, December 3rd, we're going to be at Al and Bob Sports, and they have an ice night. They put on good deals. The good grilling food. Guys are going to put some food out. Yeah. Food.
That's a good, great event. I was there last year, yep. Did a little bit of talking.
At least 50, 60 guys usually show up at least.
Yeah, it was
cool. Oh, yeah. Get there early if you want to get up front.
Yep, 3-4 speakers. Good deals, like you said.
Al and Bob gave great deals on jigs and everything else that they
offer. I think K&E was doing something last year, too. I don't know if they are this year. But
oh, yeah. I met with Jack today, and he's going to have giveaways for everybody that attends, plus some special deals on jigs.
Yep, buy a couple, get something free. I don't know.
K&E jigs are, you know, they're not the most expensive ones out there, but if you want a lot of jigs to try work through and they catch fish, they catch a lot of fish in my book.
Yep.
So we'll be doing that on December 3rd, and then on the 4th and 5th of...
And 6th.
Well, the 5th and 6th of December is... DNR Sports Show down by Kalamazoo.
Yep.
They're doing their ice weekend. So we'll be down speaking at that as well. And I think Chad and Anthony are going to be headed out the 4th, 5th, and 6th out the St. Paul Ice Show.
Yep. The world's largest ice show. There's everybody. Every vendor pretty much is there.
There's so
it should be fun.
Two floors. I mean, it's crazy.
It'll be my first time there. So.
If you're a crazy retired guy, just want to go see the biggest show on earth of ice fishing.
Yep, talk ice fishing.
That's
there's
where
good,
to go.
There's good deals there.
But for those of you that don't drive out to St. Paul.
DNR has really good deals too.
DNR, oh my God. The line, get there early if you're buying stuff. Because the line to check out gets huge.
Yep, new products go fast. There's always some good giveaways on stuff.
Oh yeah. So we'll be doing those seminars.
Then the next weekend, I think me and Anthony are probably going to do the Milwaukee ice show. So...
So yeah,
also my first time doing that show. So
it'll be my first time for that one.
By that time, we should have way more information about some new products. I saw some new things from K&E, but I'm going to save those for another episode.
Yep.
I saw some rumors online about some new electronics. We're going to do a little more research and bring those to you on the next time that we're getting together with you on the podcast. But then we're talking that we've got some dates coming up. And tournaments are going
to
kick in. So... In December, what's the date for the championships?
19th of December. Whatever that weekend is right there. But we'll be gone for probably the 13th, I think we leave. So 19th, 20th sounds right.
Good thing your wife's not listening.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to try to win, you want to leave about the 13th.
Yeah, there's two lakes this year. It's going to be great. It's not just on Lake Mille Lacs anymore. It's also on Knife Lake, I believe it is.
Dave, one of Dave Genz's personal favorites. If anybody that ice fishes knows who Dave Genz is, he handpicked this lake.
Day one is
unfortunate.
Perch only, 16 perch, most weight on Mille Lacs. Historically,
Isle Bay.
Historically has not been great on the perch, but I think if anybody can get 8 pounds, they'll be sitting really pretty for day two, which is on Knife Lake.
I'm saying 6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shooting for 8 because I know there's half-pound perch to be had.
I'm being realistic.
I just got to have something to keep me driving. Even if I have 6 pounds in the bucket, you know, you got to keep working.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep going. There's pounders. There's two pounders.
It's a trophy perch and walleye lake, so I mean, they're in there.
This year when you guys are out on the NAIFC and you're out there tournament fishing, I want you guys to do a little more diligence for me about recording some little quips and emailing them back so I can piece them into the show while you're gone forever.
I'm going to have you program something in my phone that allows me to do that.
I got the exact app for you.
We did a 28-day, 6,000-mile journey last year that we're doing again this year.
Yeah.
You leave on New Year's Day, and we show up about the end of the month. This time it's going to be more than the 28 days. I think it'll be 30-some. Yeah. Hopefully our wives aren't listening.
Yours might be, but mine probably is not.
She's probably working, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine is working for sure.
Yeah. Mine's sleeping probably, so we're good.
Oh, they'll both download it, and then you'll be in trouble.
Well, my wife already knows.
Yeah. Mine does, too. She just...
They don't want to know.
We don't like to talk about it.
Are you taking Rocky's truck again?
No. We're going to figure something else out. I did just buy a four-wheeler, too, so we got new wheels.
Oh, no more broken snowmobiles?
No. We got haven't really decided on the size, but we got a Can-Am with tracks, so either the 850 or the 1000. We haven't really...
Yeah, I'm shopping, too.
I haven't went in there and put any money down, but that's Friday.
Tracks, so. Huh?
Yep, it's getting tracks put on it.
I told him we can wait till after the championship to get it. You know, that's fine.
Well, the tournaments we go to, North Dakota, you're not doing without tracks.
Nope.
And Montana, the tracks might not be enough.
Yep. It gets slushy underneath layers of snow and crust. And
we're in the mountains.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last year we could have done it with the tracks, so.
I think you're going to need the extra long option on the cable for the winch, too.
Oh, it has a winch.
Nope.
But we did okay last year, so we're hoping these a little more dependable vehicle will help.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a nice little setup for us.
And I'll have a fish finder that I can actually see my jig and the fish at the same time.
So
it's going to be like a whole new world for me out there.
We might be able to do okay this year, and we're putting side imaging on the quad, too, so it's going to be kind of wild.
I can't blame the electronics, at least.
Yeah, we're going to be decked out from head to toe pretty much this year. You'll know if you see us.
Now, in one of the other things that we have to look forward to this year is in 2016, we're traveling to the worlds again, all three of us and our buddy Steph.
Yeah, we can't take the electronics.
Can't
take
the electronics or the quads. They don't fit on the plane.
Well, no power equipment.
But we will be headed off to Wisconsin. They're at the first of the year for our annual big practice.
We're doing a Boy Scouts, partnered with the Boy Scouts of America.
That's down in, I think I heard Illinois.
I think Illinois, but no emails have been sent, I don't think, on the exact date and times. But it'll be around New Year's. It'll be around our practice time. We're going to take 300-400 Boy Scouts out and show them ice fishing.
Yeah, it should be a great time.
Yep.
We do kids camps all across the country on the NAIFC anyway, so it'll be...
Yeah, me and Anthony do seminars and kids clinics everywhere we go.
Yep, in every state, so it's a great time. I love to share the time with the kids and get them out there catching fish.
Well, these days you'll have some of your own, not have to borrow other people's.
Yeah, someday.
And maybe one of these days at the seminars, people listen to what we're using. Because we fished Montana. We did fish the Montana tournament and told everybody exactly what we used. Nobody believed us.
We even told them before at the seminar that we did before the tournaments, before we even got out there and fished them.
And we won this tournament. They still wouldn't believe us.
Yeah. It was crazy. So maybe this year they'll listen, but if not, I'm good with that too.
Yeah,
you can take the big wood home.
Yeah, I don't mind taking the big wood home
or the big check
and the big check. Yeah, we got the big check that time.
Pay the fuel to get home and fix Rocky's truck and
throw some money at the blown up sled.
Blown up sled.
We had everything go wrong.
Lost the transmission in the truck.
Did you come back with as many schoolies as you left with?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were driving over to Wisconsin, you guys had schoolies galore across the dash of that truck. Whoever wasn't driving was tying.
Oh, you got to keep yourself entertained over
a
6,000-mile journey.
So many miles. And he had to ride with Sean most of the time.
No, well, ride with Sean. You mean drive Sean.
Well, yeah, because Sean takes his little naps.
I had to drive him from basically, it's Andover, Minnesota, but Twin Cities. To Metegoshi, North Dakota, which is, 12 hours?
Yeah, at least 12, 13 hours probably.
I rode with him on the train in Finland. I know what a conversationalist he is.
I think he made it about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We only lit the truck on fire one time. He's a chain smoker. Cigarette fell. carpet burns.
We love you, Sean, if, yep. if you hear this.
But it's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep, Sean's a hell of a guy and great time.
And he knows miss
him at Metagoshi.
And he knows how to practice for Ukraine.
Oh, he's a pro.
Yeah, he's practicing right now, I'd almost guarantee it.
Yeah, I would believe he's practicing.
Well, that being said, I guess we can make the official announcement that Timpoli, I think it pronounced Timpoli, Timpole,
it's Ukraine. It's in Ukraine. It starts with a T.
It's on the west end.
It's by Poland, I think.
Yeah, it's closer to Poland than Russia.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice.
I saw pictures on the website. The official website's up. You can find that on the MI Ice Guys Facebook page. There's a link to it there, as well as on USA Ice Team on the Facebook. And we'll be getting more information about our trip to Ukraine. We're going to be going the first part of February.
We'll be there for, what, 9 days?
Nine or ten days,
yeah, our travel's like 12 or 13, so it's going to be...
I got to get my visa.
The longest we've ever been there. Do we need a visa for this
one? Do we need a visa for this one?
I haven't heard if we need a visa. That'll be end of December we find out a visa. It'll be last minute, trust me.
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sweet. I love last minute because I'm so good at it.
Hurry up and mail it. With some money and a picture.
We just all jump in Steph's little bitty car and zip down, or your diesel, and zip down to Chicago and get it done, right?
Yeah. No, it has to be mailed to their embassy, to the embassy in Ukraine. So, I mean.
It could take a little while.
It's a 3-week process. It's got to be out.
Well, they're at war and stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's not a real war. It's a pretend war, they tell me.
Oh, okay, good.
They're only blowing stuff up. Shooting at people.
Yeah.
They're just not hitting them.
Well, whatever. Whatever's going on.
No body shots.
But then, guys, the with that whole NAIFC tournament schedule going, when we get back from Ukraine, you guys still got 2-3 more because...
We got 2 more when we get back. I mean, I don't think we have a free weekend at all.
Now, Croton Hardy tournament
before or after? We don't know the location of the Michigan tournament. It's to be announced, but it's going to be before. I think that's the weekend before we leave.
As of right now, we're going to miss South Dakota. Or wait, we're going to miss...
We think South Dakota and Indiana. But there's 9 tournaments, and we're doing, I think, 7 of them probably.
And my partner and I won Indiana last year, so that's kind of heartbreaking for me. But. Yeah.
It's not heartbreaking for me.
It could be a really fun lake, especially because they put the perch into it. But nobody found the big perch. So.
But this lake that we might go to in Wisconsin, the Mississippi chain, or it's connected to the Mississippi, is supposed to have the biggest fish that we will see. And I hear rumor about a stop off after Metagoshi Lake in North Dakota that is supposed to have the best average of any lake that the director's ever seen. So that should be a lot of fun. That's going to be a fun fishing day.
Yep.
With some pictures.
Well, we're going to count on you. For those of us that stay back here in Michigan, we're going to count on you guys to, Anthony's going to be in charge of the media.
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
I can take pictures.
He's going to take pictures and record little quips and email them over so that I can put them together into our podcast. So, maybe we'll have a couple episodes where we have a little, notes from the trail.
Well, Metagoshi bluegill are average probably over 9 inches.
Yeah.
So for this lake to have a better and more fish average, it's going to be crazy.
Call us up and do an on-phone interview.
I got the wires for that. We can do that.
Skype up or something.
But I know how you guys answer your phones.
Oh, I'm good. I'm great.
I am actually decent about it. I don't
Unless
know.
You're fishing.
Yeah.
Well, which we do every day, all day.
I guess there are some people that would disagree about what I just said about myself and answering the phone. So,
one of them being your wife?
Oh, no. She actually has nothing. No. I don't want to ever hear her complain about not answering the phone. She's the worst I've ever seen.
No. It must be a woman thing. They probably just screen out our calls.
And the single guy not putting a comment in here. Well, guys, it's about time for us to bug out, go get a bite to eat, finish our beers, and wrap this up. So thanks again, and hey, look forward to our upcoming episodes. We're going to be talking about new equipment in our next episode, and then we'll be hopefully talking about fresh ice, because we're expecting that soon.
Yep.
So we're the MI Ice Guys. I'm Chaz.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Chad.
And we're praying for ice. See you guys soon.
Every day.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on MIIceGuys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.